Peace be with you. I am Bruce Wozniak. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots of other platforms. Thanks so much for joining me for this and hopefully many other episodes. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net. You can listen there, but there are also links there to hear the show on all kinds of podcast listening apps. And there are links on the website to Catholic Sports Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can always send comments through the website. Plus, you can post thoughts, suggestions, and engage with other listeners in the show's Facebook group, which is called CSR Listeners. There's a button for that, too, on catholicsportsradio.net. Let me know what you like about the show, any particular guests you've really enjoyed, testimonies that have really spoken to you. Most importantly, let me know how Catholic Sports Radio has helped you in your faith life. And please help me spread the word about the show. I'd be most grateful if you would tell others to listen in as well. And by the way, if this is your first time listening, thank you. And do go back and listen to previous episodes of Catholic Sports Radio. There have been a lot of great guests, a lot of really good testimony. As for my ministry moment for this episode, I was looking back through all the guests that have been on Catholic Sports Radio, and I raised a curious eyebrow at the athletes that don't compete in team sports. Nikki Breske, who is a pole vaulter at Florida State University, Stephen Diddick, a triathlete, Rachel Popchak, a figure skater, Bear Wozniak, a surfer, Tom Scott, karate, Baby Joe Macy, boxing, Rebecca Dussault, skiing. And all of these individuals could make a claim for feeling alone. What's the saying? Something like, idle time is the devil's playground, or something like that. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13, makes a reference to idlers, saying they go, quote, from house to house, and not only idlers, but gossips and busybodies as well, talking about things that ought not be mentioned, end quote. Fortunately, there is great encouragement for us to not be alone so as to draw strength from others. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1 says, after this, the Lord appointed 72 others who he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. In revisiting that list of athletes who compete individually rather than in a team sport, they still have a coach to pair with. They still have a trainer to pair with. So if there is idle time, it should be used to thank God for and draw strength from that support system. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest spent 10 years with the U.S. national team in gymnastics. Over the three Summer Olympic Games of 1992, 1996, and 2000, she won four medals, including gold at the Games in Atlanta and bronze at all three. In World Championship competition, she had won three silver medals and a bronze. In 2010, President Barack Obama named her as co-chair of the President's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. And earlier this year, she opened a gymnastics academy in Clarksburg, Maryland. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Dominique Dawes.
Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And listeners, you know I get excited with all the years that I spent working in the Olympic movement. It's always good to have someone that traveled in those same circles as I, although Dominique and I just missed each other, what with me starting at the Games in Athens in 2004. Dominique, many times I will start off by asking my guests to talk about where they were born and raised, but in your case, let's instead talk about present day for you, because despite everything I just read off, you have actually said that your most fulfilling goal was not all the medals that you won.
No, not at all. I mean, that was great in my athletic achievement, but I would say my greatest achievements in life have really been and continue to be a mom of four little ones. I have a six-year-old daughter, a five-year-old daughter, and two-and-a-half-year-old twins, boy-girl twins. And while during these times, every moment is very challenging, there is always something bright and something fulfilling on the other side. And I will say that they very much do complete me. My athletic achievements, though they were great and I made history, being a mom every day, even during those tough moments, they beat standing on top of a podium any day of the week.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so now let's go back a little bit. Instead of talking about present day, people hear about the medals, they watch the footage of you in competition, and all they see is gymnast darn near close to perfection, yet what they don't know is that you really dealt with a lot of anxiety back then.
Very much so, and it's not too uncommon, you know, for young gymnasts or young athletes that have so much pressure that's put upon them at a very young age. I started the sport of gymnastics when I was 6 years old, and I started training many hours throughout the week, almost working like a full-time job at 9, 10 years old.
Wow.
And then I set my sights on the Olympics at 11 years old. And 4 years later, I made it to my first Olympic Games in 1992 when I was 15. And so that environment, while not very common, you know, is an environment that does really make the athlete focus on perfectionism. There's a great deal of pressure, not only put up on them by the coaches and the environment around them, but also a lot of gymnasts are wired to be perfectionists, and so we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. So I did struggle with a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear, a lot of mental blocks when I was a young athlete, but I also realized I am somewhat wired that way. But the culture of the sport of gymnastics is one that focuses a great deal on fear, intimidation, control, and silence. And so that culture was not a culture that was going to really help me rid myself of that anxiety or of those fears. And so now, as a mom of four kids, a 43-year-old mom even, and now a gym owner, I know the kind of environment that I want my kids to flourish in. And it's one that's going to be focused on compassion, positivity, and in a healthy manner, helping kids face those mental blocks and face those fears, knowing that it's coming from a place of love.
Fantastic. Well, I probably should have saved that question and asked this one first, but before we go too much further, what was your upbringing, like your childhood, your family, your home, and of course, what kind of faith presence was there when you were a child?
When I was a child, I was raised in a Baptist home. We used to go to church every Sunday. We would walk right down the street. It was very much a community feel, very much like a family atmosphere. However, when I started increasing my focus on the sport of gymnastics, I then moved in with my coach, and we would travel on many weekends for competitions, and I was no longer going to church. Coach's family did not have a faith whatsoever, outwardly. And so when I became a young adult, though, I, you know, continued to go to church on my own, to more of an interdenominational church.
Where was this that you grew up, and what was your family size?
I grew up in Silver Spring, Maryland. I have an older sister and a younger brother.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to what you were starting to talk about, because we do see more and more nowadays how it's younger and younger and younger that girls are already being thrown into the pressure cooker, where it seems like it just takes over their life. And so just go back to when you were young and you started your gymnastics career. What was the thinking in terms of when did you yourself start thinking Olympics, or maybe did your parents or your coaches start talking about it? And what did that do to you mentally in terms of all of a sudden there's talk of Olympics and you were as young as you were?
Yeah, well, when I was 11 years old, there was a local competition in Rockville, Maryland. And I beat out all the competitors at that competition. And even some of the competitors were 17 and 18 years old. And so I was an 11-year-old at the time. And I remember afterwards, my mom was quoted in a local newspaper, and I still have that article to this day, saying that, you know, Dominique is going to the Olympics. I'm not surprised. And I remember thinking, wow, she just planted the seed in my head. And it wasn't something that my, you know, that I was focused on at that time. I'm sure my coach had been thinking about it and had been, you know, strategizing of how that could be possible. But personally, that really wasn't where my mind was until my mom planted that seed. And it did add a great deal of pressure, because it was no longer fun and games and getting prepared for a competition, but it really became this drive and this pursuit and almost a profession that I focused my time and energy on. And like I mentioned, 4 years later, I made it to the Olympic Games, but there were a great deal of sacrifices that many around me made to make that happen.
So fast forwarding to your Olympic years, there's a quote that I really liked from you in Catholic New York newspaper from about 4 years ago where you said, quote, "I understand God blessed me with the talent. My will alone could not have gotten me there. It was the relationship I had with Christ and the right people that supported me, believed in me, and were willing to make the commitment and sacrifice to help me get on top of the podium and make history," end quote.
Yes, I think throughout my career, at times I felt as if I was alone whenever I was going through a dark period in the sport of gymnastics. However, when I would take the time to go back to my Christian roots, I would realize that I was not alone. The sport of gymnastics is a very harsh sport. In some environments, there is a great deal of pressure. There is a great deal of verbal, emotional, and physical abuse. And so many times when I wanted to quit, I wanted to give up, I was too tired or frustrated, I would lean on him and realize that he was going to help me through, and not solely leaning on, let's say, those that were in the environment, because many times they contributed to a lot of those, dark times in my career.
And listeners, if you haven't figured it out yet, Dominique is actually a convert to the Catholic faith. You might say somewhat recently in the grand scheme of things. I want her to share with us when and why that took place. But first, I do hope that you have been listening to Catholic Sports Radio for a while now. I thank each and every one of you, regardless of how long you've been listening. But if you have been with me a while, you know that this is my ministry. And you know that earlier this year, I went through several episodes of the show where each week I was citing a different expense that I have to take on personally. Since not only do I not have any sponsors, nor do I draw any income from this, but I am a one-man show doing all the writing, recording, editing, promotional, and administrative work that comes with running Catholic Sports Radio. You also know that I'm always hoping to draw in more listeners with the single goal of moving people closer to Christ through this ministry. One effort I've made over the last, say, month is running a couple Facebook ads, which again comes at a cost, and that has to be paid out of my own pocket. So if you're enjoying Catholic Sports Radio, if it is helping you in your faith life, if you believe in what I'm doing with my ministry, I would greatly appreciate your prayerful consideration of a contribution. You can do it securely online through the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net. As I've said before, not only do I love the website and I'm so thankful to Merchantside Marketing for the great job they've done with building and maintaining that, but I really love the donate feature in that I really like that you can donate whatever amount you wish. There's no minimum. There's not even a drop-down list of amounts to choose from. You put in whatever you want. No contribution is too big and no contribution is too small. Or, as you've heard me say, others have chosen the option of sending me a check. You just write to me through the contact page on the website, and I will send you back the address where you can mail a check or money order. Otherwise, as I said, just look for the Donate to CSR button on CatholicSportsRadio.net and know that I truly, truly appreciate your support, as well as your prayers, too, as I continue working to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to more and more listeners just like you through this ministry. Dominique, share with us, if you would, your story about coming into the Catholic faith. When and how did that happen?
I came into the Catholic faith initially in my late 20s. I felt very called to go to a church in the Rockville area called St. Patrick's, and I don't know what led me initially, but I would go into the Catholic church, and I would not go to Mass necessarily, but I would sit in and just... number one, I love the fact that Catholic churches' doors are always open, not during these times, but during non-COVID times, the Catholic church is always open, and I would walk in and really just sit in silence and connect with Christ, get to know Mother Mary a little bit more, sometimes pray, sometimes have a conversation, and really just sometimes sit in silence. And while I did not immediately convert or be a part of RCIA, but I really do feel as if I was led to the Catholic faith at that time, because I really was feeling a little lost in the world and even a little lost in my Christian faith, just feeling a little incomplete and not feeling as if I was being led by him. My grandmother, Catherine Lillian, was Catholic. She was raised in a very strong Catholic family, and she was actually named after the Blessed Woman at the time, who is now a saint, Saint Kateri Tekakwitha. And my grandmother was full Piscataway Kanoi Native American. a part of a tribe, and so am I, and so are my children. And so when I felt led into the Catholic faith and going to RCIA, I chose St. Kateri Tekakwitha as my saint of choice, for my grandmother, who's not been here for decades now. And I really do feel as if there's so many great parts of the Catholic faith, but I love the connection with Mother Mary because, you know, I've never had a very strong, healthy and deep relationship with a mother figure. Mm. And so, I've really leaned on her for guidance or leaned on her, to kind of lead my way through Christ, in my walk today.
And so when did you formally go through RCIA and become confirmed?
Oh, goodness. It was 2013.
Okay.
2013. And that's around the time when I got married and then named my first child, Kateri.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, did I read that your husband is a Catholic school teacher? I don't know what subject.
He very much was a Catholic school teacher. He taught religion, but with the starting our gymnastics and ninja academy in Maryland during a global pandemic, he stepped away from that vocation for a short while so that he can help me get the business off the ground. And really, you know, he's doing a lot of the heavy lifting these days right now.
Sure.
With caring for the four kids as I'm at the gym quite a bit. But yes, he wanted to be my sponsor at one point, and I didn't let him, when I was coming into the faith. And it wasn't, solely pushed or pressured or led by him. It definitely was, me listening to God. But, he's been a wonderful example of that.
Yeah, and still, though, that's still great testimony to say that you were spirit-led.
Yep.
Because you were listening with your heart for God and not being of this world and saying, well, I guess it's a logical thing. I should probably just let my husband do it. So that's great.
Yes, that's
great testimony.
Yep.
When people achieve, yep, quote-unquote celebrity status, if you will, there's this fear of never wanting to have your name linked to that of someone who's going to tarnish your credibility. And wow, you are definitely the complete opposite of that, in that all over the internet, there are numerous mentions together of your name and Mother Angelica. Tell the audience why that is.
Oh, oh wow, that's interesting. Well, goodness, I don't remember what publication it was. I feel like it was in New York, but it asked.
There are several.
That's interesting. But I think it was in New York, and it was, they asked, who would I want to sit down and have dinner with, and Mother Angelica. There were a few others that I mentioned that they were like, no. just having a great deal of admiration for Mother Angelica and her ministry and, the great impact that she's made globally on billions and billions of people and leading them to the faith and strengthening their faith. So just really admiring her heart and her pursuit and really her will in listening to Christ.
Well, I think there's an opportunity here for yet another Catholic Sports Radio teaching moment. You're a mother of four. You opened the gymnastics academy. You're also a motivational speaker, and I'm sure I'm leaving out more. But for the parents who are listening right now, how do you make sure that you're prioritizing your relationship with Christ, Dominique, so that it doesn't become, I'm too busy, or I try to squeeze him in,
yeah,
if I get a break in my schedule?
I will say with everything going on these days, I definitely struggle with my relationship with Christ. I always have to try to find some peace and quiet, or even try to, even in the midst of the chaos with four kids or starting this business during a global pandemic, to take a deep breath and to recognize that he is with me and he is guiding me. I just have to choose to, shut off the noise of this world and listen to where it is that he's leading me to be. And so, I'm not perfect, and I do hope that, if I'm ever, I know I will be at my deathbed sometime, but if I ever have time, on my deathbed, that I won't, regret that I didn't spend enough time with him. And, I could be driving in the car, and that's a wonderful opportunity to be in ministry and to allow him to lead me, or, trying to get one of my four kids to bed, which is a daily struggle at night, and recognizing that this is a part of where he wants me to be, and recognizing that, as we spoke about in the early part of this interview, that that truly to me is one of my greatest achievements. And embracing that as being an achievement, even during the midst of the chaos and the screaming and the fatigue and the frustration that parents go through on a daily basis. And so, you know, I struggle with it, but just trying to find those moments throughout the day to recognize that even through hardships in life, it's where he wants me to be, and it's where I'm going to be strengthened and where my character will truly be at its best.
Well, and I love that you brought up about struggling to put a child to bed, because I had a real eye-opening teaching moment of my own, which was that a close friend of mine said that these are not our children, they're God's children. We've just been blessed with the opportunity to raise them, and that's rather eye-opening. But it's wonderful to hear you say that when you are struggling to put that child to bed, that is still a good time to recognize what I just said and go, wow, he's blessing me with this child. I should recognize that instead of being frustrated with him or her giving me a hard time right now.
You know, I think I just try to put things in perspective, and trust me, I'm not, it takes me a while to realize this, but even during those struggles, you know, it would be a gift and a blessing for someone that maybe had lost a child.
Mm.
And so recognizing that, you know, that someone wishes they were in your shoes, even during your darkest moments, even during many of your toughest times, or maybe if I'm blessed to have my children go off to college or move out of the house and become independent, strong, and secure adults, I'll wish for these days again of a house that's full of noise and chaos, and it'll be complete silence, you know, and I'll be like, oh my goodness, did I embrace these moments, even though they were tough times?
Wow.
Did I look at them and say, I see how much of a gift it is by God? And, you know, as a woman that didn't get married till I was 36 and have my first child soon thereafter, I went through many years, as many women do in their late 20s and their early 30s, wondering, oh my goodness, am I going to get married? Am I going to have a family? And now that I have the family, even though there's a lot of challenges, I remember those days where I was fearful that this wasn't what God wanted for me, and I was to be alone, or I was to be single, or possibly barren even. And so, you know, while there's a lot of, you know, I'm tired, my husband's tired, we're frustrated at times, I do realize that these young ones, they're beautiful gifts, and I'm trying to embrace them each and every moment.
Beautiful, beautiful. Listeners, if you have not been seeing what I've been sharing on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, last month I posted that Nikki Bresky, the pole vaulter from Florida State that I mentioned in my ministry moment, she was the guest on episode 66. I shared on social media that she was on American Ninja Warrior on NBC.
Oh, wow.
And then 1 week later, Father Stephen Gadbury, the guest from episode 65 of this show, Father Stephen was on American Ninja Warrior 1 week after Nikki.
Wow.
Dominique, your academy is called the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics Academy and Ninja.
Yes.
And I wonder how much opportunity you get to show Christ to others by not only using the talents God blessed you with as a gymnast, but your vocation as a mom, so that you can balance technique and compassion in serving the families that come to your facility.
Well, we make it very clear that every kid that walks through our doors, there's something special, they're God's gift, they're unique, and they're to be appreciated and valued. And so I love the ninja aspect of my academy. Of course, there's the gymnastics focus, being a three-time Olympian, and I love the sport of gymnastics. However, I love what Ninja has to offer. I love the supportive atmosphere. I love seeing kids, you know, struggle to get through an obstacle course 1 week, and then the next month they accomplish a goal that they had set out and they didn't think they could accomplish it. So seeing them accomplish what they thought was once impossible and realizing it is possible and then setting higher feats has been a joy. But it's also my staff. They're very uplifting. They're very encouraging. They're cheering every kid on. I love hearing the sounds of clapping, of cheers, of giving them air high fives during these COVID times. We don't, you know, get too close. And so I love all of that celebration. And parents are telling us that are coming through our doors. I have 1,000 members.
Wow.
Right now. Not all 1,000 are coming through our doors, but 1,000 pre-signed up before I had an opening date and before I knew what my class schedule would look like. But we have well over half of those coming through our doors, and they're thanking us for being open, not only for their kids' physical health, but also for their kids' emotional health and also social health.
Mm.
I am by nature a very private person, very introverted. However, when we were in this bubble of COVID times, I was embracing it at first. I'm like, oh, this is great. I get to just spend time with my family, my four kids. My husband, he was sick of it because he's extroverted. However, even for introverted people, we need to socialize. We love people still. We want to connect, but in doses. And this is truly, this gym environment has been a blessing even for my introverted self and for my four kids and for my husband to meet new friends, meet new families, and build this happy, healthy community together. And so, you know, while it is about sport, it really is about, you know, so much more than just athletics, and the families are thanking us for it. And we feel blessed to have this opportunity to do this and during these very challenging times, because we recognize that the Dominique Dawes Gymnastics and Ninja Academy truly is a light for many people in a very dark and challenging time right now in our world.
That's tremendous. That's tremendous. And listeners, on the show page for this episode on CatholicSportsRadio.net, I will put a link to the Academy website so that if you're in the vicinity of Clarksburg, Maryland, or if you know someone who's in that area, you can share that information to look further into what they have available there. Dominique, let's close by having you share maybe about the parish that you belong to, maybe the prayer life that you and your husband have with your kids.
I don't speak about personally where we go to Mass, and I will say that is something that has been a struggle with our four kids right now, especially during COVID times because of the limited number of people that are allowed. We live in Montgomery County, Maryland, and our numbers here have not been the greatest, but we do try to end the evening every night in prayer with our kids. We try to focus on those that we have known and loved that have passed and give thanks to that particular saint that individual was named after, like my husband's mom. Her name was Barbara Isabra. We, you know, say a prayer every evening to Saint Barbara. My husband's saint is Saint Michael. As I told you before, I'm Saint Kateri, Tekawitha, and so forth for the many people, you know, that are in our lives. But we look forward to everything opening up again so that we can go into, you know, God's house and give thanks as we know we should these days.
Beautiful, beautiful. Dominique, I really appreciate you coming on the show. God bless you and your family, and prayers as well for your academy. Thank you for making time for Catholic Sports Radio.
Thank you, Bruce.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Listeners, let's close this time with an athlete's prayer since we have an athlete on the line, and we'll do it together in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you, O God, for giving me a body which is fit and strong, and for making me able to use it well. In my training, help me never to shrink the discipline which I know that I need and that I ought to accept. In my leisure and in my pleasure, help me never to allow myself any indulgence which would make me less fit than I ought to be. When I compete with others, help me, win or lose, to play fair. When I win, keep me from boasting. When I lose, keep me from making excuses. Keep me from being conceited when I succeed and from being sulky when I fail. And help me always with goodwill congratulate a better person who beat me. Help me so to live that I will always have a healthy body and a healthy mind. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at CatholicSportsRadio.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.